Welcome to the Countdown Show for TechEd in Houston, May 12th to the 15th. What week are we at now? I think minus T minus
five.
That is getting really freaking close.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what? There's been some great questions just recently about things that we should be covering in the forums. And one of them is, how about some more details on breakouts, on keynotes, on foundation sessions? So you and I sat down and we chatted and we said, hey, you know what? Let's do something that basically covers off your day one.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it starts off with the keynote.
Oh, how about a day zero first?
Day zero?
Yes, day zero. You hopefully arrived early and registered on the Sunday.
Yes.
So you go directly to the keynote as opposed to trying to register the day of, where the lineups tend to get a bit kind of crazy with people trying to register. That's just my one little tip.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure you get that early so that you get registered and you're right into the keynote.
Yep.
Keynote is day one, the morning of day one. It's Brad Anderson. He's going to get up there and chat with all of you. Some fantastic demos.
How about some interesting stuff about logistics for getting into that keynote we can share?
Well, I mean, obviously there's breakfast,
yes,
and getting from breakfast to the keynote room.
Yeah, you follow the masses. The keynote,
yes,
room's going to be closed. You can't get into it until a certain point when the doors are open. Once the doors are open, you're actually going to be greeted by these people in red shirts.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll share the red shirt stories. But these people will be around, but they're basically, their job is to ensure traffic flow to get you in and furthest into that individual areas. As areas fill up, they'll move you move people to other areas, and they'll also be looking at trying to fill in individual seats to make sure that we're all nice and inside a nice little area.
Yeah, so everybody
be nice to your red shirts.
Absolutely, so everybody can get a seat. That basically means that when you walk into the keynote room, do not go directly to the back to the end seat.
Right, because they'll stop you.
Follow the red shirts.
But just be nice to them. They're very,
yeah,
nice.
Absolutely,
very nice,
absolutely.
People.
So Brad talks in the keynote. And then after the keynote ends, there's a bit of a break.
Do we know exactly how long the keynote is?
I actually do not know exactly how the keynote is. I guess we could go look at the agenda and see what
the agenda has. A block of time. And there's a Las Vegas side bet that goes on for how late the keynote's going to start. 1 minute, 5 minutes, 7 minutes. We've been pretty good on track record.
8:30 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. is the keynote.
Right.
And so there you go.
And so
8:30 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. I actually looked it up right here on the agenda on the MS Tech Ed site.
It does say it.
So there you go. All the way till 10:30. Now, from 10:30 till 11 a.m., there is a break. So good chance to recharge your batteries, because the next section are what we call the foundation sessions.
Right.
Now, I want to spend a bit of time here on this, Rick. Talking about the foundation sessions, the idea and the concept of these sessions is to basically get you prepped and ready for all of the knowledge you are going to learn through the rest of the week.
Right.
So it looks like, what do we have here? 2, 4, it looks like there's 6 foundation sessions.
Usually they tend to go deeper into the stuff you might have seen during the keynote. And they also typically do shout outs about sessions you should go to throughout the rest of the week if you want even deeper information. So don't think of these as like little fluffy things that you should basically avoid and not look at. It's not the case.
No.
They got their rock star delivery people inside here. So usually it's some of the people that are doing some of the demos actually, mm-hmm, come in and do the foundation sessions at more depth. So if you think about it, the keynote stage, you might have, you know, 5 minutes for a demo on something, maybe 10 at most for a particular thing. Here you have a whole 75 minutes of a session.
1 hour, actually.
Sorry, 1 hour. It's
one
not
hour.
A breakout session.
Yes.
It's a 1 hour session. So be aware of that for the transition that's there. You also don't need to run out of the keynote to get to the foundation sessions, because there is a break in between.
Absolutely.
So be courteous and respectful to the people on stage.
Yep.
That are up there.
Absolutely.
So, now, how about some examples of what these foundations are? Because you and I have worked on the foundations before.
We have. And again, I love these sessions. I love the foundation sessions because it really gives us a chance to dive a little bit deeper, but not going to the extreme depth that,
right,
some of our breakout sessions go to. So the first one is around application performance. It's called Accelerating Application Performance and Gaining Insights with the Microsoft Data Platform.
And that just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, here, you talk about this one for a second. I'll bring up the website.
This one's being brought to you by at least one of the presenters. My name is Sean Bice, and he is a SQL person and a BI person that's going to be talking about data insights, large data, big data, and things like that. On the SQL Server side, OLTP performance, SQL 2014 performance, other stuff. So lots and lots of information in there, tying on-prem, onto off-prem, onto private cloud, onto public cloud. He's,
yep,
covering the gamut in this 1 hour session.
So that's FDN01. Now I brought,
yes,
this up so you can see it here. FDN02, enabling enterprise mobility with Intune, Windows Azure, and Windows Server. Our friends Adam Hall, Andrew Conway, Jason Lesnick, and also Demi over in kind of this, it's more of a people-centric IT
right.
kind of spin here. So it's all about being productive on your device, whether or not that device is domain joined or not, and in most cases it's not.
And also whether or not it's a Microsoft device or not.
Yes.
As well, according
Absolutely.
To the abstract I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
We're going to be having some macOS in there, some iOS, and some Android management capabilities. Yep. Very cool stuff. I know a couple of those guys on that two line, as far as the speakers are concerned.
Yes.
Subject matter experts. It shall be a good session.
Absolutely. FDN03 is enabling enterprise mobility with Windows and Office 365. Brad McCabe, great guy in the Windows world. Mm-hmm. Also, Sarah Haggard is going to be talking about it's Windows. It's phones, it's devices, and it's really kind of
those too,
yeah, all the services that go around it. So I'm torn now, right? Because you've got Adam's session, that's really good. You got Brad's session here. I guess it kind of depends on what your focus is. If it's Office 365 and mobility and some of those things, you may want to check out Brad's foundation session here.
Definitely one of the ones that are a bit more developer focused is the next one up on the list, Modern Application Lifestyle Management.
Yes.
Our good friend Brian Keller, I'm sure you know him.
I do, absolutely, along with the other Brian Herring.
Yes.
Is going to be there.
So they're going to be talking about DevOps culture. They're going to be talking about different lifecycle management capabilities you can have, lots of stuff around development process. It's demo-packed session.
As most of these actually are. Oh, that's kind of the goal of the foundation session is that it's not death by PowerPoint.
It's not a lot of really blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's really designed around demos and kind of showing, you know, really think of this as kind of, if you think of a cooking show, right? And inside of a cooking show, you see everybody kind of take all of their ingredients and they put it all in and then you've got to cook it at 365 for 2.5 hours and then magically they pull it out and there's that. Yeah, hey, look, it's already done. Think of the foundation sessions as kind of that, hey, look, here's kind of that finished product.
Yep.
And then we're going to work our way back through the breakout sessions on how we got to that finished product. Right?
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Another dev guy one talks about the application platform for developers and how you create applications that span across not only devices but also services, cloud services, on-premises, those kinds of things.
And this is the mighty Hanselman, I do believe.
It is, absolutely.
The Scott Hanselman will be on stage. Always a good speaker.
Always a good session for our developer yes. friends out there. And then there is the last session here, which is FDN 06, Transform the Data Center, Making the Promise of Connected Clouds a Reality. This happens to fall right inside of Rick's Server Hugger land. He loves this. Eldon Christensen, Jeff Woolsey, Jeffrey Snover, and Matt McSpirit.
You've got the gamut of bigwigs in there for heavy hitters and awesome speakers across the board.
That's kind of like the rock star festival foundation session.
Not
right
that we're
there.
Biased or anything.
No.
But.
No.
But. Very, very cool stuff. Obviously, virtualization, infrastructure as a service, network virtualization, connectivity, a whole bunch of different stuff taking place in that one there. The reason why we're being a little bit vague on these is because we're also only mostly going on the abstracts. They're already published and available. You can add them to your schedule because a lot of this stuff is still percolating.
Absolutely.
They're still changing on the fly. It's actually kind of interesting because working on the development of these things, you'll actually find sometimes some demos that may be targeted for appearing in the foundation session get bumped up to go to the keynote. Some of them that are in the keynote get bumped down to go in the foundation session. So it's actually kind of fun watching the tete-a-tete that happens amongst the different people. I like that. with regards to what makes inside which session. So they're a constant moving target. Absolutely awesome. A lot of people didn't know the purpose of where the foundation session came from. So it really is the next level down of depth while still staying broad to point people to different directions around various technologies, and we bucketize them. I hate that word, but it makes sense across these different sessions, FDN 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they are recorded, so if you can't get to them, you can always catch them in the replay.
Yeah, it's awesome because you got the keynote that kind of covers the broad sweeping Microsoft platform, Microsoft as a whole. Then you start breaking down into these individual areas where you can talk about application development or lifecycle management or servers and hybrid and devices and then Office 365 and those things. Those are still fairly broad, but very demo heavy, very cool. I love these foundation sessions. They're some of my favorite things to be involved in. Those go from 11 until noon. Then at noon, we're going to have a little bit of a break for lunch.
That's about an hour and a half, if I remember correctly, normally, isn't it?
Yeah, somewhere in there. And then we're going to jump right into the breakout sessions, the first round of breakout sessions. And that's actually where we happen to be. Again, shameless plug for our sessions, but
we should plug our sessions every single show.
Absolutely, from here to the end. Maybe we'll actually get five people to join us.
That's my target is six this year.
Oh,
I don't know, six. Wow, I want to raise the bar a little higher to go up to six people.
Lofty goals. The breakout sessions run the entire rest of the week.
Yes.
And these are those 75-minute depth sessions on individual pieces in technology, which you already know about because you've already gone to Schedule Builder. You've already selected your priority session along with other sessions in those time slots so that we can do a great job of actually getting everything decided in terms of rooms and times for sessions and everything. You already know this. You've already got it. You've got the content builder. If you haven't registered, go to msteched.com. You can also check out all of the content on the main TechEd website.
I'm going to say, do we need to cover anything else with the hands-on labs, instructor-led labs?
Well, actually, yes, because what we didn't do when we first started off the show is go to the forums.
That's because I wanted to have you do the segue right now. It was planned.
Yeah?
It's on the script over there. You see that?
Yeah.
It says, call Joey out for...
Yeah, there's no script. It's an empty whiteboard, buddy. All right. So forums, channel9.msdn.com/forums. Choose Tech Ed North America. And today we've got a question from Blankston. Who says, just registered and put together a schedule. Thank you very much for doing that. Can someone explain the hands-on labs? They all show up at the bottom of my schedule builder. Have no time and date. Are they set up all week? How many times can you go through? Also got put on a waiting list for several PowerShell classes. Does this mean I should look at other options? Now, let's talk about the waiting list first.
Yeah, he's hit two things. The first thing is the waiting list. If you have a waiting list, that means you registered for an ILL, instructor-led lab.
Correct.
And you're only allowed to have one instructor-led lab as your primary session during that time slot. If the instructor-led lab has hit its capacity, because there is a capacity limit placed on those instructor-led labs, you're placed on a waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
Closer to the event, we're going to be doing some balancing and readjusting, and more seats will open up, and you'll be added into that list, provided there are seats available, when that list happens to be processed automatically, as it should be. As well, more seats will become available closer to the event. So stay tuned for that one there for sure. Don't worry.
Now, you contrast that with hands-on labs,
right,
where hands-on labs don't have an instructor,
right,
that leads you through these. These are self-paced labs. So there's a big area of machines. They're kind of broken up by section as to the technology that you have and what you want to go do. You sit down at a machine and you can launch a hands-on lab, and there's two monitors there. One's going to bring up kind of a walkthrough document. The other one's going to have a virtual machine or several virtual machines, and you'll actually be able to walk through that hands-on environment. They're open. The hands-on labs are open during most of the show floor hours, and you can take a look at the hands-on lab open times on the agenda. You don't have to add a hands-on lab to
your schedule.
Your schedule, but if you do,
it acts as a reminder.
It acts as a reminder. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, hey, I found this one interesting. I want to go off and do it. So it's inside my schedule. I'll make sure I get to it at some point. Now, these are exclusively available to people that are at TechEd. At least for a period of time, if not for perpetuity. That all depends later on in the event for what happens. But for the most part, hands-on labs, they're designed specifically for TechEd. Some of them are brought in from other locations, but for the most part, there are brand net new ones that are being created just for TechEd. You can't take them unless you're actually attending. So put them in your schedule as well. Know that it's good to take time away from the presentations to go off and have some me time, mm-hmm, to go off and do some hands-on labs just to kind of decompress. And that's the best way to do it. And actually, there was a note or tweet that came a little while ago from Mr. Bender, our good friend Michael Bender, who was simply mentioning that, hey, don't forget to also schedule your own hallway conversation time.
Yeah, because those are just as important as sessions.
Yes.
The ability to get that one-on-one time, if you're not doing it during, you know, kind of our social hours that we have with the Meet and Geek, which we talked about last week, as well as Ask the Experts. You never know when you run into somebody. Maybe you met them at Meet and Geek and you want to have a further conversation. You can do that. Sessions are recorded. We'll talk more about that as we move forward. And then on the hands-on labs perspective, just one thing to close off on the hands-on labs. They're set up all week. You can run through them all week as long as the show hours are open. And then how many times can you go through, he asks. As many times as you want.
Right.
If you want to keep doing the same hands-on lab several times just to kind of get, you know, an expert at something with your hands on the technology, feel free. We're not going to kick you out for running a hands-on lab multiple times.
I just wanted to add in one more thing with regards to scheduling. If you have a particular session delivered by a person that you really like, a particular speaker, that particular speaker, you can get the details on them in the schedule builder to see what other sessions they're delivering from a details perspective. But you also, eventually, as we get closer to the date, will see time slots when they will be working in the booth area of Expert Pavilion, if you will, the Microsoft Pavilion.
Yes.
That will also show up there eventually as well, so you can go and find out if there's time to go and talk to one of those speakers outside of that area. And likewise, if you wanted to meet with them, talk with them, and even possibly schedule a side meeting or something like that to take place as well. So lots of opportunities. Don't forget them. Check them out, because that's a little known tidbit that they'll have work hours listed there for booth time as well.
Awesome. Once again, thank you very much for the forum posting. It's where we go to kind of get the topics to talk about from this show.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. You can also comment on this video here or on the Twitters.
At sign Rickster CDN if you want to get a hold of me.
I'm at sign Joey Snow. You can also follow the hashtag MSTechEd and also follow the official TechEd Twitter account, which is at TechEd_NA. And I think that pretty much does it. We'll see you May 12th through the 15th in Houston. Make sure you get registered. Otherwise, it's next week, and it's so close.
T-4 next week, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh. I can't wait.
We'll see you then.